Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone is Republican Senator Rick Jones, who's also chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day.
Isn't it something out there?
It's a great day to protest on the Capitol lawn.
Well, apparently every day is.
Well, you know, I notice the numbers get a lot higher when it's 57 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, is that directly related to the dedication?
I have noticed that. When it's rainy or cold, a lot less people show up.
Well, there were estimates between 3,000 and 4,000 people today. And there were several different groups there. I know a large number of them were about the financial emergency manager bill, but there were some others mixed in as well. What was it like for you at the Capitol today?
Well, you know, I went to work as usual. I voted in session, had several meetings, and then I walked through the crowd outside. I did see a few constituents and stopped to shake hands and talk to them. It's nonviolent protest, which is fine. You know, as long as it's not violent and they're not destroying the Capitol building, I have no problem with people coming out to raise their opinion.
Well, absolutely. That's part of the process. There were some last night, I guess, who wanted to stay overnight and respectfully left at 6 o'clock when they were asked to. So far, everybody's being respectful of each other.
Well, they left it, but it's my understanding only after they were told they would be arrested if they didn't.
Well, correct, but at least they were smart enough to know to weigh the option and decide it was probably easier just to leave.
Yes, that's true.
That is true. Your position on the emergency financial managers bill, let me just start there. Your position on that.
Well, you know, I did support it, and the reason I did is because about 1% of Michigan cities and schools have found themselves in problems that pretty much they've created. Now, I'm not going to blame it all on management or all on union because they have to work together to fix things. Well, when it gets to the point where it's so bad they're ready to go bankrupt, then we would have a city without police and fire, a school, you know, that wasn't open for children. It's our responsibility to make sure that an emergency manager is ready to step in and fix things. Now, in the past, we've had cases where they had emergency managers, Detroit schools, Hamtramck, different places, but they didn't have enough power to fix the problems. Certainly, Bob down in Detroit is an example of a man that simply wasn't given the powers to do the job. This will assure that both sides work together. Hopefully, they will never get to the point where the emergency manager is needed.
And that is the idea of this, is that it's a last resort if one has to come in and take the reins. And some folks I've spoken to about this issue have told me that they're available to work a process before they get in such serious trouble.
Yes, absolutely. This provides several steps before they get to that final step, you know, where you have to have the manager come in. And we really want cities and townships, counties, schools. We want everybody to work together, balance their budgets, just like we have to do at the state. Every year, we're required to by the Constitution.
And a large part of what we're hearing about at these protests is collective bargaining. It seems to relate to almost every issue that we're hearing about. And today there was a constitutional amendment being prepared or being ready, a notice that they would introduce a constitutional amendment protecting collective bargaining. How does this play into it?
Well, what happens is if the city is in total meltdown, and the city manager has to take over, it stops the contracts. Now, nobody's going to lose the money they put into their pension and that sort of thing, but it brings everybody back to the table, and the manager has to move ahead. So, for example, you might be making $29 an hour, and the manager may say, you know, it's going to have to be $19 an hour. We've got to balance the budget, whether it be a city or a school.
Well, and that's what I hear repeatedly when everybody that I talk to, and from all different sides of every issue, everybody wants to balance it, but everybody says, not from me. And I guess I'm just making a statement there. That's what I keep hearing.
You know, I hear that every day, you know, tax him, tax her, tax the guy behind the tree, but don't tax me.
There you go. There you go. Well, the budget proposal is out there, and you're working through the items in the budget. We've got about a minute left.
Yes, we are, and we're working on it daily. You know, that goes on. We still have a goal of trying to resolve everything by June 1. And the reason to get it done in time is so the schools have a budget, because they have to have theirs done by July 1.
Absolutely. Well, sir, I know you're one of the hardest working legislators I know. You're up at the crack of dawn, and you're working it late into the evening. So I know everybody, and like you said, went out to shake hands and speak with the folks as well. I appreciate your time this evening.
Okay, have a great night.
You as well. Senator Rick Jones, a Republican senator, also chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this on 1320 WILS.